7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. Begin transmission.
Is that fox poop? Could be. Son, yeah. Ka-chinga. Okay, here we go. The current time. 19:30 UTC. And what's going down? The Dubious Goals Committee. Yeah. Okay, here's an animal path right here. I think I just saw fox poop on the sidewalk. And here's more animal path action right here. What's going on? What's going on? All right, so you might be wondering, Tobe, where are you? What's happening? Is this a nature show? No, I think this is a huge mistake show. It might be too hot. And suddenly it's windy. It wasn't windy 5 minutes ago. Anyway, I am out here at, what is this park called again? Deer Crest or Deerwood Park? Something to do with deer, right? Oh, they did some stuff down here. And this is that weird two-piece park. And down here at the second piece of the park, they have whacked out all of the... they've taken out like all of the brush, all of the bad stuff. They've taken out a bunch of plants along the bank of the creek here. They've taken out everything except for like the large trees. And even the not so large trees. That tree, that hickory tree right there, is only 12 centimeters in diameter. Wow. Well, the good news is now I can get right up to the edge of the creek and I can see onto the far bank. This is great, and it occurs to me. Remember the last time we were here and we saw those guys and they were doing something weird and they were inspecting? Yeah. That's what they were doing. They were checking this out and, okay. Most interesting. I can see a lot of mulberry tree roots that are pulled up. That was probably the problem. Probably too many mulberry trees. And so gazink gazank, it all goes to crap. All right, so this is good news because now I can walk along the sidewalk here, look into the creek, and I can see a marmot hole right there with marmot paths going all around. It's like a marmot highway back there. You know, the funny thing is we know there's marmots here, but I don't think we've ever actually seen any mantis yet in this zone. But then again, this is only, what, the third or fourth time we've ever even come out here? It's getting hot fast. Although I'm now in the shade. I knew this side where I wanted to go would be in the shade, but I had to walk through some sun. I'm going to have to walk back through some sun. So we might have to cut this episode kind of short, or at least this aspect of it. We got lawnmowers that you can hear. That's a domestic across the street. But up in the upper part of the park, they're building some other stuff. It looks like they're going to lay down some giant concrete slabs. Maybe basketball courts or something, because we don't want those poor precious children to have to walk down to this basketball court almost 80 meters away. We got squawky birds. I like squawky birds. Smell. Fox smells. Okay. This is more evidence that we have fox around here. I thought that might have been fox poop. Right before I started broadcasting, I found some poop on the sidewalk. And it looked like fox poop. And that's the thing that foxes love to do, isn't it? They love to poop right in the middle of the... Here's some tracks. What are they? Those are dog tracks. Foxes like to poop right in the middle of a trail. Sidewalks are trails, aren't they? Yes, they are. Okay. Yeah, so all of this looks kind of weird, but... it's to my advantage, so... Am I complaining? I don't think so. I'm just trying to look down into this creek every once in a while to see if there's anybody down there. It's kind of a nice day. I got blue jays above me and robins. It's a little bit windier than I thought. It wasn't this windy at my house. And right now, it's about 27 degrees, but it's kind of creeping up fast. Our little heat. Oh, how smart is it? And I'm down here. Now, to get back to my car, I got to walk uphill and I got to go through the sun. And yeah, there's branches with spray paint on them. All this got marked up. What was that? There's no good way to get into this creek. Not that you can get in. It's hard to explain. But yes, I'm walking by now that odd pavilion. Oh, and it's gotten tagged up. Right when the wind starts. This is also... Wait, right down here is kind of a better place for looking into the creek. Hey, what, now there's lots of little birds in the underbrush making noises that get me vaguely excited because I think it's a marmot, and then no, it's just a little bird. Just another little birdie bird. Yeah, but behind me is the pavilion that has the giant grill. I love this giant grill. Absolutely fascinated. But let me look at these tags. Yep, okay, somebody got in here with some spray paint. And, what is this guy's name? Bem, or possibly Bam. And here's a miniature sort of throwy, a hollow. It's got little faces in it, and it's cute, but not big enough to make out what the hell it's supposed to be. There's some other old crap in here too, but nothing interesting. yeah, I can smell them. I can smell my fox now. The wind is blowing upstream. Where's my little friend? He's around here somewhere. I'm surprised I'm not finding... Oh, God, look at this right here. Here's more poops. That's fox poop. It's in the middle of the sidewalk. It's even in the exact same spot as... Where is this guy? Our fox buddy, he lives around here. I'm also checking this dirt. There's got to be some prints. This dirt is still damp. Okay, here's a really good spot for looking in. There's little birdies flying around, and it's very green. The creek itself is dark, except for some moderate dappling by the sun through the thick canopy. Chirpity, chirpity, birds, birds. And Tobe keeps walking. Where's our fox? Where's our foxy friend? Yeah, look at these giant mulberry roots that they yanked up. Oh, they tore out tons of stuff. Looks a little drier down here. Okay, but where's all the dudes? This is a... Maybe we just need to come out here more often. You know, we've been out here looking for dudes. We know they're out here. I've driven by here on the Mulberry side, on the military side. Military Avenue is the main street to get here. And I've seen marmots just driving by. We're finding fox evidence. Jeez, they tore out a big one here. And then they threw all the trees into the creek. Okay, well. Huh. Should I keep going? We're almost to the end of this little section. The creek then sort of winds that way and it goes through a trailer park. And it eventually runs into the patio. Somewhere where we're always playing with it. That's where we're at. We're basically just at one of the many, many patio feeder creeks. Whoa, what was that? Big sound behind me. Sounded like something falling out of the tree, actually. Alright, yeah, I'm kind of approaching the end of the deal here. And I just want to walk around this little corner because there's this bridge. There's this little bridge. It's a non-functional bridge. I mean, it's a functional bridge. You can cross a creek. It bridges a creek. And there's a new tag on it, too. And it goes into this trailer park. Bridge isn't used anything. It's not quite wide enough for modern cars. But yeah. I'm just looking down into the creek now along the water. I'm looking downstream. Boy, you can't see anything downstream. Boy, oh boy. All right, well. I don't know what's coming next.
Nonpasa!
This beast comes out when it is 25 degrees below zero. It can rip your head off. It can fly as high as a bird. It can bite your face.
The chicken cow! The chicken cow! The chicken cow! The chicken cow!
This beast killed as many as 100,000 people. Its wings can flap like a bird. It can break a glass. It can also stab you in the ass.
The chicken cow, the chicken cow, the chicken cow, the chicken cow.
Beef stroganoff, beef bourguignon, Irish beef stew, beef brisket, Chateaubriand, sauerbraten, roast beef, Catalonian beef ragu, Mongolian beef, chicken fried steak, steak Diane, grilled steaks balsamico, hamburgers, sizzling beef, spicy braised beef, barbecued beef ribs, beef Wellington, pepper beef, beef jerky, beef with broccoli, beef burritos, beef fajitas, beef tacos.
This beef. beast attacked my brother and stabbed him in the ass while he was in the cold. His hands were frostbitten, his hands were also numb.
The chicken killed the chicken cow, the chicken cow, the chicken cow.
Rock over London, rock on Chicago, blockbuster video. Wow, what a difference.
Cool beans.
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 Cool, cool.
Beans.
Beans.
Cool.
Beans.
Cool, cool.
Beans.
Beans.
Cool.
Beans.
Cool, cool.
Beans.
Beans.
Cool.
Beans.
Cool.
Beans.
Cool, cool. Beans.
Beans.
Cool.
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 Beans.
Cool.
Beans.
Cool.
Beans.
Cool.
Beans.
Cool.
Beans.
Cool.
Beans. Cool. Beans.
So, cool beans? Yeah. Cool beans.
Yo, man, what do he mean by suckers, man? Yo, he only trying to put a black eye in the game. But yo, we gonna let you put a black eye in the game, boy. You know what I'm saying?
Come to the payoff.
Yeah, boy. Comadina, rocking a beat to the strip. Yeah, boy, I got a solo, boy. That's right, play for going solo. What y'all know about that? Yo, we gonna kick the flavor like this. Yo, bust this out. I'm limping, I'm cold, cold limping. I got Louis, boy, I'm not tramping. I just came from the crib, you know. I'm on the go, throw your tank into Metro. Live lyrics from the bank of reality. I kick the flies, don't maneuver technicality. Do a dope track, you wanna hike, get your backpack. Get out the whack sack. I'm in my flagmobile, cold lamping. I took the DM, stay cold camping. To the Poconos, we call the hideaways. A pack of friends. Vanilla, chocolate, strawberry, sarsaparilla. Flavors are electric, try me get a shocker. Did I tell you leave flavor, flavor alone, knocker? A clock on my chest, prove I don't fast. I'm a clocker rocker, rocking with the rest. Flavor in the house, but Chuck decides. Chuck got the flavor, Flav don't hide. B.E. crazy, crazy B.E. Make it crazy, Louis, for the shopping spree. You're eating dirt, cause you like getting dirt from the graveyard. You put gravy on it, then you pick your teeth with tombstone chips. Casket cover clips, dead women hips to do the bump with. Bones, number love bones. Lifestyles of living dead. First you live, then you're dead. Died trying to clock what I said. Now I got a murder rap, cause I bust a cap with flavor. Pure flavor.
Public Enemy.
Know what do flavors say? What do the record play that way? Prime time, merrily in the day. Right now, this radio station is busy. Brain algebra whizzy. Honey dippers, you say you got, you ain't got no flavor. And I can prove it. Flavor, 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 all flavors. Onion and garlic, french fried potatoes. Make your breath stink, free fire. Make any onion the best crier. I know it sounds crazy, but it fits perfect. Peter perfect, pick the perfect Peter. Honey dripper. Sucker sipper, big dipper, sucker dripper. Dripping suckers till it's going out of style. Creating suckers for the flavor, flame pile. Flavor, flavor, the flavor of the pile. Limping boy Medina style. Kicking the flavor, getting busy. You're going now, I think you're dizzy. I think you're hungry cause you're starving for flavor. Flavor most, put it on your toast.
morning. Your breakfast is the flavor. In between that to lunch, in between that to dinner, in between that
yeah,
to midnight.
It's all about the flavor. Thanks, Flavor Flav. Flavor Flav is in everything you eat, because everything you eat has flavor. That's right. Okay, so what am I doing now? I gotta tell you something. I gotta tell you something after I drink all this ice cold cola flavored soft drink beverage. It's delicious. It's just what I need after being out in the sun for way too long. But okay, here we go. Here's an interesting thought that I had last night shortly before I went to bed. Not sure how I got to thinking about this, but I did. And this is fairly appropriate considering we were just looking for marmots. This is more marmot talk. And last night I was wondering, are marmot teeth magnetic? Or any rodent's teeth, for that matter? Magnetic marmot teeth. Yeah, you might think, Tobe, that's crazy. Of course they're not. Well, yeah, except... Have you ever seen the teeth of a large rodent, or of any rodent, for that matter? Have you ever seen, like, capybara teeth, or marmot teeth, or beaver teeth? Think beavers. I love bevelers. Rodents. Yeah, you've probably noticed that they have orange teeth. And that's not because the teeth are dirty. Oh no, that's not because they don't brush their teeth. That's because their teeth contain iron deposits. Yeah, these are iron oxide deposits that cause the discoloration, the orangish color of rodent teeth, like marmots and bevelers. And if their teeth have iron oxide in them, I'm wondering if their teeth are magnetic. So now we've got to go out and find a beveler or a marmot and say, hey, open your mouth. Let me stick a magnet to your teeth to see if your teeth are magnetic. And whereas that doesn't sound like an immediately smart idea, I could actually pull this off. Why? How? What? Tobe, are you crazy? No. I just happen to know where there's a stuffed marmot. I know where there's a marmot that has been taxidermied. And it's at Harrenhaven, in the building. And if you want to know the whole story, yeah, that was a marmot that lived in the upper ravine. Got hit by a car one day shortly before I showed up. Driving down the street, and I saw one of my favorite marmots dead on the side of the road. I said, God damn it. I went to Harrenhaven, and I was talking to Ione Worthman. And she said, oh, go grab him. Go grab him. We'll throw him in the freezer. I'll call a taxidermist, and we'll get him stuffed. So I did. I went back up the street. I grabbed the marmot. He was a chunky bud. He was kind of flabby chubmont. Took him back to Harrenhaven. We threw him in the freezer. And that marmot is now fully taxidermied. And lives in a glass case at Harrenhaven. And so I'm thinking I could grab a couple magnets, go to Harrenhaven and, you know, check some marmot teeth. But the problem is, now that Ione Worthman is no more, there's nobody hanging out in the building. The building isn't always open. There's no regular hours for the building to be open. If you want the building to be open, you got to call ahead and say, hey, open the building. And this shouldn't be any problem for me. I could do that, but that means I then have to work on somebody else's timeline and do some stuff and blah, blah, blah. And I don't know. I guess I could do that. How badly do I want to know if marmot teeth are magnetic?
Beef stroganoff, beef bourguignon, Irish beef stew.
Non pasta!
Beef stroganoff.
Yeah, pass. All right, so we had to hear some Alan Hawkshaw there with Beat Me Till I'm Blue. Oh, yes, the king of the Hammond. The king of the Wurlitzer. Oh, God, no, and here comes my cat. The queen of Nyampasu. The queen of, hey, why don't we drink some more water? Yeah, that'll be a fun thing. We haven't had any water for like 15 minutes. Oh, my God, are we the thirstiest cat in the world? Yes, it's the thirstiest cat in the world. But this thirsty cat is going to have to wait. You're going to have to wait about 2 more minutes, little dingins. Because in 2 more minutes, I'm going to eat some lunch. But first, I'll pour my kitty water, of course. And then I'm going to make a salad. And then I'm going to... Wait, what day is today? Oh, Pippa, do you know what tomorrow is? Tomorrow is taco day. I'm going to have some tacos. Some yummy, delicious tacos. Don't rub your face up. Okay, yeah, rub your face up against the microphone so everybody can know that you're here. Yeah, so, okay, I got to start planning. Do I have cash? Do I have $6.60 for my tacos? I think I do. Yeah, I know I do. I got plenty. I got all those $1 bills in my wallet. I have like $22 if memory serves. And that will buy me my tacos. Pretty happy about that. So what do you think, Pippa? Are you getting ready to listen to Harry Larry coming up right after Dubious Goals Committee? That's right, you're a good kitty. And you've been listening to the Dubious Goals Committee, a show that airs every damn day at 1930 UTC right here on Anon Radio. Stay tuned. Coming up next is Harry Larry. And this is the end
this
of the line.
This is the end of yes. the line for me.
For me.
The end of the line.
I'm starving. Kitty water time.